Life is change. Success is change. Change is happening all around us. It's part of your world. It's part of becoming a better person. It's part of increasing your financial net worth. It's part of becoming the type of person you know you're capable of achieving. You can't become that type of person without change. So let's change our mindset about change. We can't be exponentially successful without experiencing change. We can't change our habits, life, success, money, health without making the right changes. Most people treat change like a disease. And understand this. This is very important that we don't mind change. We will change if we know where we fit in and how we will profit or lose from it, or how much it'll hurt and how much we'll gain. You have to look at the best case and worst case scenarios. We need to see the pain and the profit. Resisting change is a mindset that brings us to mediocrity, makes us resist doing the things that will help us achieve true greatness. Improvement does not come without change. The only way to get past your present circumstances is through change. And as Thomas Edison says, "Show me a thoroughly satisfied man, and I will show you a failure." Now I know human nature is to resist change. We like to feel in control in our comfort zone. We must be able to change our mindset and learn to embrace and encourage change. If you want exponential success in life and in business, you have to change. Sometimes when change is unknown, we feel a little uncomfortable or unsafe. It is always the unknown that looks harder than it actually is. We always ask ourselves, what if it doesn't work, or I fail, or I look stupid, or someone laughs, or, well, it'll probably happen, or they probably will. And almost every time you accomplish something or you make those changes in your life, many times you'll say, oh, it wasn't that bad. That's actually easier than I thought it would be. Everyone who's achieved exponential success will have great stories of setback and stories of change. And they will talk about the people that laughed at them, that called them stupid, or even spit on their dreams. And one of my favorite quotes from Lou Holtz says, you can't change a flat tire by changing the driver. So understand, you will resist change if you don't know where that change is taking you and how it will help you improve. You have to know exactly where you fit into this change and how it will affect your life. What is the price you are willing to pay? What are the consequences? What are the rewards? What could be some of the temporary setbacks you face? And we know change is facilitated through education and experiences and the ability to see the future. The world is changing so fast that if you take your time to change, you might be left behind. There are plenty of people around you who will embrace change and reap the reward of success. There are many out there that still refuse how to learn a computer or access the information superhighway. We know these things aren't going away. These trends will continue. Incremental or slow change is not enough. You will be left behind. And you must create your future through change. Life will require you to change and to retool. To hit exponential success, you have to change and adapt to your surroundings, people, opportunities, strengths, and weaknesses to reward success. Careful you do not let the opinion of others stop you from making those changes. You might be in a no-win situation. If you fail, you get the I told you so's. If you succeed, people might not like the changes in you. Sometimes we just fear change. We're afraid to fail. We already know that failing is part of the plan. There are setbacks that will help you learn, grow, and change. Those who have not experienced intense failures are not that successful in life. Many would rather not try so they won't fail. And as you know, you can't taste success with that attitude. When you surround yourself with change and the people who embrace and encourage you to change, you will begin to see and realize how your consciousness rises and your attitude and desire changes. Being able to understand change, how it happens, how you will feel, and give you self-confidence in making those new adjustments in your life. Honesty with yourself is one of the keys to change. You have to be able to honestly and objectively examine yourself to see where and what you need to change. This is not going to happen overnight. It's like taking the stairs one step at a time, one step a day. Sometimes change and growth happen slowly, and the results never come as quickly as we like. Sometimes we feel a little frustrated because we can't even see the change when it has occurred. Continue to move forward and change will happen. Again, it might not always be one step a day. Change usually occurs in growth explosions. One day it might be one step, the next day two steps, the next day down one step, and the next day 22 steps. This is how growth and change occur. And many of the people you meet, and you might even see this in your own life, resist change to such an extent that they would rather change circumstances instead of the root of the problem. Learn to rock your own boat. If you don't rock the boat, you'll never know your limits. Nothing would be worse than to have a boat and not know if it could handle a storm before you set sail. If we fall into a trap, sometimes we feel naturally lazy and, like water, follow the path of least resistance. As we've talked about, we love comfort and security and our zone, and we want to accomplish things in the easiest, fastest way possible. We just want to be accepted socially, and many of our actions prove this point. We need to learn to think for ourselves, and what we think society wants for us and what is best for us are two separate issues. What we need and what we think we need are not always the same thing. We have to learn to get comfortable with the unfamiliar and develop mental toughness to overcome our natural weaknesses and make those become our strengths. While you're getting ready to make the change, don't panic or procrastinate, and never wait until everything's perfect before taking that first step. And as Henry Ford says, most people spend more time and energy in going around problems than in trying to solve them. Now, as you look at yourself, you need to realize that there's a big difference between change and alteration. Alteration comes from external forces. Change comes from internal motivation. Let me give you an example. This could be in your life or people that you meet. Weight loss is a common goal for many people. An alteration means when other people are around, you're eating right. You are doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not eating the desserts. You're counting your carbs. But when other people are around, you tend to cheat, go to the restaurants maybe you're not supposed to attend, and of course, there's the ice cream. That's alteration. When it's a true commitment on your part, that is change. That's internal motivation. It doesn't matter who's around, when, why, how, or where. You are always focused on what you want to change and what you want to improve. Because as you look at your life, you might have a wish or a hope or a desire. What we're looking for is a commitment to change, to make sure that your commitment to change is stronger than your emotions. Because you will have days when you don't feel like doing the things that you need to do to stay on the course of change. When you have a wish or hope, most of the time it's undefined. It's just in your mind somewhere. Although when you have a true commitment, it's usually written down, it's defined, you know exactly what you want, and you have a concrete action plan. That's the difference between a hope and a wish and a true commitment. A hope and a wish are undefined with no action plan. A commitment is defined, it's written down with an action plan that will take you to success. And those are some of the keys to change. Now, when you look at your life or somebody else's life, realize human nature many times is to resist change. There are three areas you need to look at in your life, again, or anybody else's life, as you encourage them to change and to improve their life that will put roadblocks or obstacles on the road to change. The first is fear. Yes, we have fears. Now, the ironic thing is we're only born with two fears in life. A newborn baby only has the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. And as we grow, we inherit, could be the fear of criticism, the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of public speaking, the fear of what other people think. These fears are learned. You need to think back in your life, where do these fears come from? What are the triggers? How did you learn them? But the great news is this, if you learned them, you can unlearn them. That is the beautiful thing about change. You know the fears that you have right now, whether it's heights, spiders, snakes, whatever it is, you learned it, you can unlearn it. The second, after fear, is the lack of knowledge. You have to know the things you need to do to improve your life to make changes. Whether it's dieting or exercising or building wealth, you need to have an action plan and find people that have been down that road before that can teach you the exact steps you need to know. You might have a commitment to be wealthy. You might have written it down. You have the exact number in your mind. But if you don't know the steps and the roadmap and the knowledge to get there, you're not going to make it. After knowledge is a third, the lack of motivation. You have to have the energy and the propulsion and the movement to get yourself there. And when you tap into that motivation, you'll know you're on the fast track to success. Always be aware on how you talk to yourself. Now, we all have two voices, a very positive, optimistic voice that is rooting you on. Of course, there's that negative voice that tends to cut you down and tell yourself that you can't do it. So making true change is changing the way you think, changing the way you talk yourself, changing your attitude and your thoughts, and this will change your habit. Look for support from family and friends. Find the ones that will support you in your change and that will be honest with you about your strengths and your weaknesses and help you turn those into strengths and new habits. When you decide to make these changes, you'll experience earthquakes in your zone. When you decide to climb to the next peak or the next level of success, you will feel the mountains shake and shudder. Keep on your safety gear until you reach the next level or pinnacle of success. When you get to that point in life, when you know you need to make changes, analyze yourself. We are moved to change by our emotions and sometimes logic. Understand logic is very temporary. You need to tap into your emotions for long-lasting improvement and change. And always ask yourself that question, what is going to happen if you don't make the change? What is the worst thing that can happen if you start to make the change? What is the cost of not making the change? If you cannot see, if you cannot visualize yourself in the future after making the change, see yourself in that position, then you're not going to see the success that you deserve. Some people are on the flip side. They need to look in the future too. What is the pain that could happen if they don't make the change? What could happen in their life? Is it a heart attack? Is it bankruptcy? Is it a failed marriage? Is it a failed relationship? You need to look deep and have a combination of vision that motivates you and, of course, some of the fear. I know you can make the changes that you need to make. I know there are tools in place and that you have the capacity to make the changes. Dig deep to find the desire, the drive, the motivation to make that change. I can show you how to make the change and how to prove your habits in your life, but that is only part of the solution. You have to know the reasons why you're going to change. Some people only make change or alteration because of discomfort or pain. And understand, changing just to change will not improve your life. You have to have that true desire or change will not happen. If you're making changes in your life because everybody else is, you will feel insecure and unbalanced. Beware that activity may feel like change, but until we decide we're going to change and have an action plan for that change, it's a wasting, frustrating activity. Don't confuse performance and motion and action with accomplishment. Remember, change and alteration are not synonymous. You can pretend to change yourself to the outside world because of pressure and conflict, but dig deep and understand that you need to have the desire and the drive and be willing to pay the price of this change. Because when you feel obligated or forced to change, it will not last. It will cause irritation, defensiveness, and low self-esteem. True, lasting, lifelong change has to come from within. Many times we face a crisis in our life, and we run to make quick, temporary changes. And many people are verbally open to change, but subconsciously resist change at every turn. When you don't make the changes, you feel helpless. When you change, you feel in control of your life. It is your life. It is your destiny. You can steer the ship. It's not the change itself that gives us uneasiness or anxiety. It's how we perceive and handle the change. Because again, if you're not changing, you become stagnant or begin to rot. Change is part of growth. Look at the universe around you. Trees and animals always grow and change. People's physical bodies do the same thing. Welcome and embrace change. Treat it like your best friend. All improvement and growth require change. Exponential success does not come from wishing for change or hoping for a better future or wanting fewer problems in your life. Don't hope for fewer problems. Hope for a better you. Hope for more skills. Hope for a better attitude. Because if you're not willing to open yourself up for change and improvement, then you don't have a license to complain. Because pessimism, negativity, complaining is one of the key obstacles to change. I heard a sermon a few years ago, and it really opened my eyes when he said, "A complaint is a prayer to the devil." Think about it. You will be more able to change when you know what to expect. For example, childbirth. To be prepared mentally and knowing what to expect and what's going to happen makes it much easier. And so as you make your roadmap, your game plan, what is it going to take for you to make the changes you know you need to make to become the type of person you've always wanted to be? Sometimes we feel stuck because the ones closest to us, those around us, are judging us on our past and not our future. They've only seen you where you've been and not where you're going. Again, they're judging on your past and not your potential. Let this be a motivating factor for you and understand it's natural human behavior. Many fear that changes could make us worse off than before. Make the proper plans to change. When you carefully plan your life and plan what you're going to change, not only will you be better off in the long run, but you will enjoy increased happiness. Again, to change your life, your income, your finances, your weight, your relationships, you have to change yourself. Quit pointing fingers. If you want to become better at what you do, you have to change. Don't wait to feel enough pain to change. Many times the comfort of the zone is greater than the pain to change. We see people and wonder how they could handle the situation and the pain and discomfort they are in. We need to remember we all have different thresholds of pain. What would cause us to change and act would not affect another human being. And don't let the walls of the past surround you. Past circumstances, past mistakes, past obligations, perceived limitations. Changing course can be a little traumatic because the longer we remain in a particular pattern, the higher the walls get. Sometimes it becomes easier to hide our true principles and the goals they prescribe, pretending they don't really exist. This creates a great deal of stress and frustration, and it takes courage to break the wall down. So let's expedite this change. We can change our thinking and our reference point, or just getting yourself involved in a new situation or scenery. As I mentioned, be honest and don't rationalize who you are or what needs to change. When you take full responsibility, it will give you energy and drive to make those changes. Find out who you are, where you want to go, what you want to become. Develop a vision for the future and develop a winning plan on your road to exponential success. You have to be accountable to yourself and you have to be committed and want to become that type of person. So one of the first steps, count the cost of not changing that habit or that thing that is stopping you from achieving greatness. What is it? Dig deep. Write it down on a piece of paper. This is the first step. And then know the consequences of your action. What is going to happen in your life or somebody else's life if you don't change? Who's it going to disappoint? Who will it affect? And then identify your strengths and your weaknesses and what fears or peer pressure is holding you back. Look around and see what resources you need to bring together to be victorious. What is going to give you the energy, desire, and drive when you feel weak? Is it family, friends, colleagues, books, tapes, courses, mentors? Turn that wish into reality by the resources around you. Hold yourself accountable for your actions. If you slip and fall, and this could happen, and it might happen. No, let's talk about it. It probably will happen. What is your plan? Get back on track. When you understand mentally that you could slip and fall and you have an action plan to understand, okay, this might happen. When it does, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get back on track. And these are the steps that I'm going to take. And as you get into the change cycle, always reinforce yourself and your emotions. It's a daily battle. It could be a battle that happens every hour, every minute. And that's okay. Because as you look at the finished product, your vision of the future, it's going to be worth every moment, every hesitation, every pain that you've gone through to become the type of person that you know that you need to be. You might have a few battles in a row. Don't let your guard down. As you conquer yourself and see the changes in your life, victory will be at your fingertips. See what you want in your mind. And in those moments of weakness, visualize and see yourself and realize everything that you went through and are going through at that moment will be worth it. And as you analyze the area in your life that you want to change, You have to know exactly what it is that is causing you to behave in the manner you do not like. For example, do you eat out of depression? Do you work late to avoid pressures from home? Are you watching TV? Is that the time you snack and eat junk food? Do you smoke because of stress? Take drugs out of the inability to cope? Your habits are formed for a reason. Find out what the reason is. What are your triggers? When you find the cause, you can change the result. You can understand why you're feeling the desire to do certain things. What is your philosophy behind that habit? Why does it occur? Do you need to change your philosophy before you change the habit? Yes. And then visualize the outcome of your successful exchange of habits. Believe in yourself and understand you can do it. We're rooting for you. You're rooting for yourself. And many of the people around you want to help you out. If they don't, find people that will. Make sure it's done in small, manageable, bite-sized pieces that you feel capable of achieving. And understand, you can't really change a habit. What you're doing is replacing a habit. Okay, there's certain things you want to stop doing in your life, certain things that you want to change. When you feel a desire, an inkling, a drive to do that, you're replacing it with something else. And once your new habit is exchanged, you need to strengthen and reinforce it continually. Many people say you can change a habit in 3 weeks, 21 days. I don't believe that. That's a great start. It gets you in the right motion. I've done things 2, 3, 4, 5 months in a row that all of a sudden I stopped doing it because it wasn't reinforced. Don't breathe a sigh of relief after 21 days. That's, again, a great start. You're on track. Continually reinforce your new habits and the things that you've changed in your life. Because as you change those habits, you have to be flexible and able to bend without breaking. As you make those changes, you need to be able to be flexible. Look at the trees. They are flexible in the wind. If they are rigid, the wind will snap the trees in half. And take a look deep down. Why are you feeling that desire to change? Change comes in different ways. There's sudden change where you lose your job or you have a heart attack where the doctor says if you don't do it, you're going to die. Many of us always are going through gradual change through relationships and we don't notice that it's happening to us. There's that personal change where you decide for yourself that you're going to do it. You're going to make that change. You're going to improve your life. Or it could be a combination of any one of those. So a helpful hint, stop focusing on the past. How you used to do something and you enjoyed it so much. Focus on the future. Okay, it might feel a little awkward at first. Just like when you throw a ball with your left hand for the first time in your non-dominant hand, it feels a little strange, it feels a little awkward. Or when you try to make changes in a golf swing or any aspect of your life, it's a little awkward at first because we learned the wrong way to do it. After a while, you'll become accustomed to it, and it will start to feel natural and part of you in your daily life. So the most powerful thing you can do is decide right now for yourself what you need to do to make the changes. And understand that it's okay. It's going to be worth the price you pay. You're going to be happier. You're going to be more focused on your future and the things that you want to accomplish. And you're going to be the type of person that you want to become. Might have moments of being uncomfortable. And as you get on that path and you start making the changes, changes will stick when you're committed to it. When you have the action plan. And you stay enthusiastic about the change. Recruit as many people around you to help you in the change. And decide what exactly you're going to do during weak moments. And be flexible. As you change the things around you, it might not go exactly as you planned. You can adjust things here and there as long as you stay focused and driven toward that change. What is stopping you from making the change? Is it your philosophy? Are you mentally ready for the change? Are you ready for some of the pain and uncomfort you might feel? Are you ready for some of the ridicule that some people might say about you? Have you found a new habit to replace the old habit? Have you found a way to reinforce the habit? And we know that change is a continual process that you'll go through. Anticipate the need for change. Complacency and inaction will lead to ruin. Make the changes in your life right now before they're forced on you. And as Abraham Lincoln says, I will prepare myself. And someday my chance will come. And it's always so important to have mentors and people in your life to bounce the things in your life that you need to change. there might be an instance or a situation where the change that you want might not be the best change for you. It might be your desire, your goal, your ambition, and something that you've always wanted, but be realistic with the tools, the traits, the strengths, and weaknesses that you have. If you're a large football player the size of a defensive tackle, 6'5", 300 pounds, and you always wanted to be a jockey on a horse, that might not be realistic if you want to do that competitively. Doesn't matter how much that acorn wants to grow into a redwood, it's not going to happen. So also be realistic. Talk to people around you. Make sure you have a game plan and the support plan set in place. I know you can do it. I know you're on track to do it. I know there might be things in the past that maybe you've tried. Maybe you fell on your face, skinned your knee, didn't quite get there. But now that you have the tools and techniques and the things that you need to ask yourself to get there, you will be able to change your life, change your happiness, and be on the direct path to exponential success.